super excited to have in studio two members of Indecent Proposal, the local band out of Duluth, Terry Beckman and Josh Brown. Thanks, you guys, for coming in. And we're going to talk music and stuff this morning. First of all, that you are kicking off the Winter Frolic next Friday, the 9th?
Yeah, at American Legion. So we're super excited for that. We haven't played at that specific location yet, but we've played all over Two Harbors, and it's always a great crowd and a great time, or an indecent time.
Right? I think I recall you doing a street dance at one point.
We have a street dance booked. I don't think we've done a street dance here. We've done a street dance up in Gilbert, Minnesota.
Okay.
I think we've done one or two others, but I think we're in conversations right now with booking one for Two Harbors here in July.
Sweet. Maybe for our dance around, because your show, your performances would not be called Subdued.
Correct.
No.
Yeah. We like to be...
Especially not our last one.
Yeah. We like to be loud, but I mean, a good kind of loud, you know?
Right.
It's really important that you can make out all the sounds that, you know, you're hearing, obviously, but...
Then you can. Don't let the bartenders convince you that you can't hear, because you can. They're lying. They just want to be able to not have to lean over the bar.
Right.
Yeah.
So speaking of sounds, which part do you all play, Josh? What's your component of this band?
I do the singing, and then I play guitar when I can and when my skill level allows it. And I do a good chunk of the writing, and then a lot of the mixing, and then I go and I play a lot of Fortnite after that. And Terry pretty much picks up and makes the machine work.
If we were to sum it up, I would say Josh is the studio guy. You know, he really focuses a lot of his efforts on writing and creating.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm the business administrative type person, you know. Take care of the booking, I take care of managing social media and marketing and all that fun stuff. But together we make a great team.
Yeah, that's fabulous. And who else is part of this team that's not here today?
Yeah, so one of the first ones is going to be Jevin.
No one. We just burn them all. Stonewall them on the radio.
None.
Nobody. It's just us.
It's just us.
We got up earlier, guys. What? That wasn't even the deal.
Oh, yeah, but we got Jevin on drums. Jevin Jokey. He actually has a lot of credit for, you know, this band becoming a thing, because we were a part of a 90s cover band, believe it or not, before Indecent Proposal came to fruition.
Him and Jevin. I was not part of it.
Yeah.
You want to make that very clear, yeah. Josh. Okay.
Yeah. But anyways, that band went south for reasons still to this day completely unknown. But I was just looking at Jevin. I'm like, man, I just want to play music. I don't want to deal with any drama or BS, you know? And he's like, let's hit up Josh Brown and see if he wants to.
Let's hit up Josh Brown so we can move in that direction.
Yeah.
The BS direction.
Yeah.
He's like, I know a guy that can do both those things. Very well. You're like, really? Call him.
That's fabulous. Yeah. So how long have you guys been a group?
Geez, I'd say probably about a year and a half, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe 2 years.
We made our Facebook page in
May of 22, I believe.
Yeah.
Wow, so yeah.
I had to look the other day because I didn't know. Somebody asked something, like, and I was like, I don't even know how long, like, it's been, as far as people are aware, you know, like,
right.
Publicly.
Yeah.
Right. So are you all from Duluth?
No, actually.
Or live there now, or, yeah, tell the story.
So, you know, outside of Jevin Jokey, myself and Josh, we have Peter Dotson and Jason Soderlund on lead guitar. They both kind of, you know, Jason, really, you'll see him in a lot of shows with us. He performs a lot with us. He also writes with us. Peter, he's got more of a restricted home life, you know, multiple kids. So you'll see him at about 2 shows per month with us. He does help a bit with the writing, but he's more of a backup role, at least for the time being in the band. So altogether, we are a 5-piece. But,
right.
You know, to answer your question, Jason and Peter are both from outside of the area.
Okay. Okay. So do you play like all over just Minnesota or?
Yeah. So, I mean, we've played at the Minnesota State Zoo. We played all up up north here. We do a lot of gigs down the cities. We're going down there this Friday and next week. So really just about anywhere. And then in March, we actually have an exciting opportunity. We're going down to Austin, Texas to perform during the South by Southwest Music Festival.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's super cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Way to go, manager man. Way to get the bookings. That's fabulous.
No. So one thing with that, though, is we have a GoFundMe up on our Facebook page. I encourage all of you to go check it out because although it's very exciting to go down there,
right,
it does cost some money. So
yep. That's what I keep being told. According to me, we are very rich and very famous. So I'm surprised why this is even an issue. But apparently we need a GoFundMe. So, yeah, whatever. Right. Donate to that, I guess.
Right. Yep. Forever, you know, the catch 22 of musicians.
Yeah.
That you need to be on the road to make your money, but you need the money to get on the road.
Yep.
That's the cycle of it all.
Yes.
It's like laundry.
Right. So you had said, Josh, that you do a lot of the writing. So do you cover anything, or is when listeners come to see you, it's going to be all originals?
No.
Okay.
We play, I mean, depending on the venue and the mm-hmm. restrictions, you know, like it's either okay. It's going to be some covers and mostly originals, or it'll be okay. A lot of covers, you know, and some originals. But if possible, and if we can choose, we're just playing original music for you. And we like to play, you know, 45 minutes an hour, you know, we'll bore you for 4 hours. We'll do it.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah.
So what genre would you say? What would listeners expect?
We play from our music or from the music that we cover?
Both.
From our music, it's, I don't know, it's like punkier modern day rock, I suppose.
Okay.
I don't know.
You're going to go through a variety of sounds when you come to a show for us. I mean, we cover country songs. You know, just last weekend we had the dance floor filled with Tennessee whiskey.
You know. Not according to one guy.
But, and then, you know, some of our songs sound like they're more hip hop. You know, we do some classic rock, you know, so our sound really is all over the place. But the common consensus is
we're a rock band.
Yeah, we're a rock band.
Okay, sweet. And with such a unique name that really stands out. Did you have to throw a lot of ideas out there, or it was just like, nope, this is what was meant to be an Indecent Proposal?
Funny thing with that. So, I mean, we were just coming out with names, just making a list and, mm-hmm. and seeing what resonated with us. I threw out the name Indecent Proposal, fully knowing that it was a 90s movie, but...
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I never made that with Woody Harrelson.
Demi Moore, Robert Redford.
Yeah. Oh,
you never made that connection, but there's a reason why you felt connected with the brand, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Isn't that funny how that works?
Mm. Wow. That's
same color schemes. Hmm.
So it doesn't really have anything to do with the movie. The other guys in the band.
I've never seen the movie.
It doesn't have anything.
I don't know.
You've never been to Vegas? Is that what you're saying?
I've never been to Vegas.
You don't roll around in money?
We roll around in money. Okay. It's not our money and it's not real. But we do roll around.
Yeah, but the whole concept of Indecent Proposal is, you know, in the movie, it's obviously a rich guy offering a ton of money just to spend the night with a guy's wife. But for us, it's, you know, we are basically saying to the whole music industry to support authenticity. That's basically our proposal. You know, everybody's definition of what is decent in today's music is something that's made out of a conference room, you know, just made to be a one-hit wonder.
We're not hating on you if you're on tour and you're using the conference room also.
We don't hate you.
We don't hate you. We get it. You got to do what you got to do.
Please don't sue us.
Please don't sue us.
Drake's just sitting in a hotel room like, yo, did you hear this? Right?
But our philosophy is just if it sounds good, that's it. You
know,
you don't have to dig into it too much more. You don't need to make it complicated. There's a lot of musicians who feel like, you know, oh man, that song's only three notes. You got to do this. You got to add a bridge. You got to add a solo. It's like, I don't know.
You don't have to do anything.
Right.
That's it.
That's... Wow, that is really, really, really cool that you're throwing out, you know, this proposal world might be really indecent, but we're going to rock it.
Yeah.
Ah, mm-hmm. Love.
Fully
love.
Clothed.
Fully clothed.
Oh, that is so awesome. So, Josh, you do a lot of the writing, and is it the lyrics, the writing, or the actual music part of
typically
the writing?
Typically both. I mean, it's like... What usually I bring to Terry is like a voice memo. And on that voice memo is me in some location playing guitar and singing. Okay. Whatever, like, typically, like, it's like four lines at that point, usually. And then it's kind of a group effort from there on out. And I think it starts that way pretty much with whoever comes up with the idea. If Ooh. Terry comes up with an idea, it's just a couple lines or a couple notes, and then he sends that. You know, if I come up with an idea... It's a couple lines, couple notes, I send that. I think the only difference in maybe why I'm the writer or whatever is just because it when I happen to be doing that, I write a little bit more at a time.
Okay.
You know, it's like, could we all write the songs together? It's just, I think a lot of the initial ideas come from me, mainly because I have the time to sit around and, like, you know, play my guitar all day. Yeah.
Josh is the studio guy, too. So, I mean, he's got all the tools and resources. And, you know, you give him a couple hours alone to himself, he'll spit out a pretty much a finished song.
And that's what I was going to ask, because you said that he's the studio guy. So... Do you have a studio set up? Do you, you know, how
we have
do you?
A few in different places. And okay. Then we have our main studio is out of Pinnacle Point Studios. I'm a record producer there.
Okay.
I do that way less now, obviously. But, yeah. So.
And I mean, yeah. That's part of the indecent proposal too, you know. And this is not a stab or a slight in any way, shape, or form to any local artist that travels out of town to go and record their music. But our point of view is simply. It's 2024. You know, you can whip out a laptop and do a music recording just about anywhere, you know? So all the songs that we have out there, honestly, they've been recorded in a basement, in the corner of just a room that we happen to be in. Like, we don't take, we take the quality seriously, but we don't depend on the quality being somewhere else geographically.
Yeah, away from us. I just don't care. We could be in the middle of a busy street and like somebody's like, hey, let's record right here. And like, I don't care what or where we are. Like, this is how it's supposed to be. We're supposed to record right here. We want to right now. And like, everybody gets so concerned about post-production, like sound isolation and all this stuff. And like, making sure your tracks are perfect. And like, bro, that is just so weird to me to do. Like, why would you ever try and make, I don't know. It's so strange.
So let me try and articulate this, that your music is also about the environment and not, like you're saying, like clean, you know, production that's part of the beauty of the original.
It's part of the authenticity. We don't put the song up on a pedestal. We don't say to ourselves like, oh, my God, we got to spend thousands of dollars and go fly down to such and such city or go down to the Twin Cities and, you know, pay a studio to sit and get it perfected. We know what the perfection is in our eyes.
And we would be doing it this way even if we didn't have, like, the access to the equipment and the stuff and the knowledge we have now. And I can say that because I've been recording and doing it myself since I was 11 and could run around an iMac. You know, like, so it's not to suggest, like, oh, now they're recording, you know, we've been recording in whatever basement we're in always by choice, because we recorded the little demo track for our next release, I think, in the woods behind my old house in Two Harbors, in the trees in between the garage, because it felt cool, and I wanted to play on moss.
Yeah.
So, like, that was it.
That is so
speakers,
awesome.
Had speakers, mics, everything dragged out into the woods.
We had extension cords.
Like, what are you doing?
Do you guys video record this? So you
we
know,
didn't
like,
at that point.
Oh,
we
that would be
have
so fun.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, on that note, a lot of people really enjoy our music videos. We make a point of coming out with a music video along with every song release.
Excellent. And that just is a perfect lead-in. I was going to ask you for listeners, how do listeners find your music and your content. I'm talking with Indecent Proposal here on KTWH, the band that is coming to Winter Frolic next week in Two Harbors. So how can listeners find your music?
So easiest way, honestly, is just to go to any sort of like high point of elevation and just kind of look out. And purple smoke or light, something like that.
Josh, for being so early for you, and you're probably only on your first cup of coffee, you're pretty on it. I can just imagine in a few more hours.
It's bad.
Yeah.
But anyway, sorry.
But yeah, I mean, you just go to Google and search Indecent Proposal Band. We are on all streaming platforms. You can check out our YouTube channel. We have music videos on there. A lot of them have hundreds of thousands of streams, especially our last one that we shot at Denfeld. You can check all that out. Just simply go online and search. We're everywhere.
There's even behind the scenes stuff.
Nice. Yeah, right. Excellent. Oh, I love you guys. The time has gone so fast and I feel like we haven't even dipped into, you know, but I hope listeners, you got a good feel for what you can expect when you listen to Indecent Proposal, when you see them live as you can next Friday for the Winter Frolic at the American Legion. And what time does all that fun start? 7, I believe?
I believe so, but
let's say 5, and if you show up at 5 and you just get drunker, who cares?
Yeah.
5 o'clock.
Doors at 7, music at 8.
All right. Excellent. Oh, you guys, anything else you just need to get out there over the airwaves before I have to let you know?
Nothing that isn't going to come back and bite me at like 4 o'clock.
Just be sure to subscribe, follow us everywhere that you see us, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, all the places. And we'd love to see you out at our future shows.
That is wonderful. And so on your website or Facebook or whatever, you have a full calendar of where you're going to be.
Oh, yeah. You're talking to the manager right here. I'm very diligent.
Excellent. So if listeners are just so motivated that they just can't wait until next Friday, what would be your next gig around here that they'd be able to check you out before you come to Two Harbors?
Yeah. So, I mean, we're going Friday. We're actually going down to Minneapolis. So that's not near here. But Saturday, we are going to be at one of our regular spots, Jack's Place in Superior. Nice. They have a website you can check out. They have a Facebook as well. But we typically play there for a full 4-hour set from 8 to 12.
February 7th, we're going to be at the Poorhouse too. And you got to get your tickets in advance. So do that.
Oh, yeah.
Right. February 7th at the Poorhouse.
Nice. Way to plug it, guys. All right. Thank you so much for coming into studio. We've been talking with Terry Beckman and Josh Brown with Indecent Proposal, the band.